Meterchecks.com. CBS.
Come on, everybody.
Time is here. CBS FM, Chubby Checker, 20 years ago today. That was a big hit for him. Let's twist again. At 6:04, Mr. Music Norma Knight, and during this hour, we'll be playing the songs that were popular on November 22nd, 1961, along with counting the top 10 songs of 20 years ago today. Dion, in the fall of 1961, had himself a number one hit with a song called Run Around Sue. His next release was a double-sided hit. One side was called The Majestic, which was a new dance, and this was the flip. 20 years ago today, this was a hit for Dion on 101 FM.
Oh, and I'm the type of guy who will never settle down, 'cause I'm a wanderer, yeah, a wanderer.
I'm around. CBS FM, 20 years ago today, a hit for Dion at 6:07. With Mr. Music, Norma Knight, counting down in a little while the top 10 songs of November 22nd, 1961. Another song's become a classic, first was heard 20 years ago today. The guy eventually went on to become lead singer of a group called Chairman of the Board. Had a big hit with Give Me Just a Little More Time. But 20 years ago today, he was a lead singer of another group, a group called The Showman. He wrote this song, a real classic, The Showman, on 101 FM.
Rock, roll, rock, roll.
CBS.
What you say?
CBS FM, what you say, huh? Hit the road, Jack. That's what she says. That's the number 7 song on November 22nd, 1961. Ray Charles and Hit the Road, Jack. At 6:36 for Mr. Music, Norma Knight. Don't forget tonight at 7 o'clock, Don K. Reed and the Doo-Wop Shabop Bop Shop. The number 6 song belonged to a man from Kansas City, Missouri. During his chart run, he had 7 hits. And this was one of the big ones for Gene McDaniels. This was the number 6 song on November 22nd, 1961. Power of Strength on 101 FM.
If I were a tower of strength.
CBS FM, Gene McDaniels, the number 6 song on November 22nd, 1961. At 6:38 with Mr. Music, Norma Knight. The number 5 song, you have to understand, 20 years ago today, we were dancing all kinds of dances. Chubby Checker with the twist and Joey D with the peppermint twist and all kinds of things. There was another dance that people in Philadelphia were doing, and a guy by the name of Len Berry and his group, the Dovells, launched their career with this song. This was the number 5 song. November 22nd, 1961, bringing it back with the Bristol Stomp. Right here on 101 FM.
The kids in Bristol are sharp and physical when they do the Bristol Stomp.
CBS FM, I feel so fine. Len Berry and the Dovells, and that, the number 5 song on November 22nd, 1961. 6:40 with Mr. Music, Norma Knight, 40 degrees. Again, the Giants beat the Eagles 20-10, and right now with about 3 minutes left at the game at Shea, the score is the Dolphins 15, the Jets 9, but still within striking distance. Well, the number 4 song belonged to a man by the name of James Ercolani. That doesn't mean too much to a lot of people, but his pseudonym was James Darren. Oh, Don K. Reed remembers James Ercolani, right? He used to come down here and sing on the doo-wop shop when he had a group called Johnny and the Nosebleeds, right? Yeah, of course. Anyway, Goodbye Cruel World was a big, big song for James Darren, and this was the number 4 song, November 22nd, 1961, as we count them down.
Goodbye, cruel world.
On 101 FM. CBS FM, the number 4 song, James Darren and Goodbye Cruel World on November 22nd, 1961. At 6:43 with Mr. Music, Norma Knight, weekend 101 weather, partly cloudy, chart entry, but it was a big one. I'm sure you haven't heard in a while. Ace Cannon, I'm sure you recall, Tough on 101 FM. CBS FM, huh? So nice. Ace Cannon and Tough at 6:46. So Mr. Music, Norma Knight, got another one of the songs that was a hit right around this time of the year, not in the top 10. The lady from New Orleans, she wrote it, recorded it. This became her very first hit. 20 years ago today, Barbara George and I Know on 101 FM. CBS FM, Barbara George, and I Know, 6:49 with Mr. Music, Norma Knight. And we will be returning to the top 10 countdown with the last 3 songs right after this. case of larceny on Broadway in years. The critics had their hearts stolen at the Golden Theater by Crimes of the Heart, comedy at its best. Frank Rich in the Times, Crimes of the Heart is an evening of antic laughter that overflows with infectious high spirits. It's a perfect funhouse. Clive Barnes, Cheers in the Post, it was heart, wit, and zany passion, and it would certainly be a crime for anyone not to see this play. Bill Rady raves, it's a joyful play that lights up Broadway. Cherish it. Don Nelson in the News says, Crimes of the Heart is delightfully wacky. Finally, a play that really does Broadway justice. On Channel 2, Dennis Cunningham advises, recharge your life with Crimes of the Heart, a solid gold hit. On Channel 11, Jeffrey Lyon states, Crimes of the Heart deserves all the praise it can get. Witty, elegant, and wonderful. Long may it play. And on Channel 5, Stuart Klein made the following recommendation. Run and get tickets for this solid gold hit. Overflowing with love, warmth, and exhilarating humor. Crimes of the Heart at the Golden Theater. Call 246-6740 for Crimes of the Heart. Guilty of greatness in the first degree. I got a little excited because the Jets, would you believe, with about 15 seconds left, got a touchdown. And with about 15 seconds left, are leading the game with the Dolphins. I think its score is 16-15 by 1 point. Can you believe it? If both... unreal. Anyway, we return now to the top 10 countdown. The number 3 song, November 22nd, 1961, belonged to Little Miss Dynamite from Atlanta Way. Brenda Lee had the number 3 song. Full number 1 right here on 101 FM.
And I guess that I'm the biggest fool of
CBS FM, the number 3 song. 20 years ago today, Brenda Lee and Fool Number 1. I got to tell you, we got a number 1 football teams in town. It's a 5-2 song. November the 22nd, 1961, belonged to Dion on 101 FM.
Is my story sad but true?
CBS FM, Dion and Run Around Sue. Mr. Music, Norman Knight, that was the number 2 song on November 22nd, 1961. Before we play you the number 1 song, I'd like to tell you that the top 5 LPs 20 years ago today, the number 5 LP belonged to Dave Brubeck. It was called Time Out. The number 4 LP, Johnny Mathis's Portrait of Johnny. The number 3 LP was the original cast recording of Camelot. The number 2 LP, Elvis's album from the motion picture, Blue Hawaii. And the number 1 album 20 years ago today, recorded live, was Judy Garland at Carnegie Hall. All right, before I play you the number 1 song, I want to say thanks again for joining me for this weekend. Don K. Reed is next at 7 o'clock with the Doo-Wop Shabop Bop Shop, and we'll be seeing you next weekend, 2 to 7, for some more fun and games. All right, the number 1 song belonged to a man who comes from Plainview, Texas. His real name is Seth Ward, but everybody knew him as Jimmy Dean. Jimmy was flying to a recording session in 1961 in Nashville, Tennessee, and while flying, he had an idea for a song. Wrote the song, went to Nashville, recorded it. It became his biggest all-time seller. This song was number 1 on November the 22nd, 1961. Bye-bye, we'll see you right here on 101 FM.
Big John. At the bottom of this mine lies a big, big man. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big bad John.
Big John.
Airchecks.com.